stone in as well.
Yeah, I'm Detective Chief Inspector Martin Kinchin.
You spell that for us, if that's right.
K-I-N-C-H-I-N.
It's Martin and T-I-N.
T-I-N.
Yeah, lovely.
Okay.
Are you happy?
What are you doing first, Martin? What do you want
to
do?
Should we do Wellingborough first?
Yeah, is that all right?
Okay. Early this morning, officers investigating the murder of Paroli Varga executed a search warrant at an address in Senick Road, Wellingborough, as part of a planned operation. As a result, two men, aged 30 and 31, and two women, aged 26 and 31, were arrested and are being questioned at police stations across Northamptonshire. On Monday, I appealed for the public's help in identifying a Peugeot 306 motor car. That vehicle has been found and remains in police possession, whilst inquiries continue to eliminate it from the inquiry. The owner of the vehicle is aware we have it and is assisting us with those inquiries, but has not been arrested. Whilst these arrests are significant developments, they are only one of a number of lines of current inquiry, and I would seek the assistance of the public still in coming forward if they knew Mr. Varga and if they know any details about his lifestyle or his movements around the 28th to the 30th of July last week. Thank you.
Are you able to tell us any more off statement? Are you able to tell us, you know, exactly how he died and more about Mr. Varga? Are you able to tell us anything like that?
Mr. Varga was a man who we now know was very proactive in making friends. He would go out shopping in the town centre, and if he heard people speaking in Hungarian language, he would go up and make friends with them. He would occasionally invite people back to his house, and he would assist them with translating and would assist them with job applications, benefit applications. And this way he met a broad spectrum of people from all sorts of age ranges across Wellingborough.
Is it fair to say he was a bit of a loner then?
No, he wasn't a loner. He was a 76-year-old man who lived on his own. But he was a very sociable man.
And what about his family, his extended family? Do you know anything about them at all?
Mr. Varga has two adult daughters and an adult son who are local to the Northamptonshire area.
And are they helping you with your inquiries? What have they said about this, you know, this tragedy?
We're supporting the family of Mr. Varga at the moment, who are obviously devastated by the loss of their father. And they are able to offer us a lot of detail about his life. But at the moment it's a time for supporting them.
Tell us any more about the murder weapon.
The murder weapon is still outstanding. We believe the murder weapon was a substantial bladed instrument, but at the moment it remains outstanding. We appeal for the public, anyone who finds a substantial knife or other weapon with a blade, to contact the police in order that we can eliminate it from the inquiry.
And the car, what have you been able to take from the car?
So the car is subject of scientific